Hello.
Yes.
I just talked to Henry. He said everything came out all right for his problems.
There were some
very sophisticated answers there.
But yeah.
Nobody ever got the point of it except the answer to Lissador, the answer to China.
Yeah.
You know, the Mideast. Very interesting. I mean, they were so subtle that only the sophisticated understand it. They were well known.
But they didn't. Well, that's Henry always over worried, so if he isn't worried, here.
No. It helped, actually.
Yeah. Good. Very good. We got kind of interesting in the range of these things. A couple, another black gal, the head of the National Association of Negro Business Professional, hit the drug thing again. I think that's going to have some effect.
You may have got that across.
Well, you got to keep saying it, but I think mm-hmm. we got it. You know, we scored a point on it.
Well, we're going to hit it after the meeting with Laird again.
Right. She made the point that she was particularly pleased on the employing and upgrading women and on the drug problem, and that Vietnam left her more optimistic on the war. Old Clarence Towns was ecstatic, thought you were getting better with each appearance. Rumsfeld, it's interesting, says, I swear I believe there was a conspiracy among the press tonight to paint the president in a corner on the subject of the demonstration.
It worries Rumsfeld, of course, but not me. He doesn't realize that's what I wanted.
No, didn't worry, but didn't it? You know, he's talking about that there was a conspiracy on it.
Oh, there was.
Well,
there was.
Except, as Ron points out, which is kind of interesting, that the questioners were Rather and Deacon, who would be against us, and the other two were Boyd and Terhorst,
yeah,
who would be with us.
I know. They're all worried about that.
So they're, you know, they aren't, that isn't,
but
those
it helped,
four aren't the group that would.
But on the other hand, it helped their credibility.
Oh, sure.
You know, one thing we ought to get across, Bob, is the number of questions we've been doing. 21 and 28 is a hell of a lot of questions.
Darn right. Rummy says, you really look good, look natural and at ease. Thought the China answer was excellent.
He liked the little business about North. Cannon, you know, that's an old one. Kennedy used it too, but it's a marvelous proverb.
One step
a thousand. Well, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.
Yeah. Yeah, it is good. Rummy made the point, and that's a comment somewhere else, that Ron ought to be briefed on the legality question that we didn't get through clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And that there is a hang up there, why people were arrested, not held. Because he's afraid that the impression comes through that they weren't held because they were in fact not guilty, which of course isn't the case.
Well, get Mitchell to get some.
So,
Bob, listen, let's face it.
It doesn't make that much difference.
Let me tell you what happened. We arrested a hell of a lot of people. In a strictly legal sense, it was not legal.
That's right.
But we had to do it. Now, that's all there is to it, and we'll do it again. And that, because keeping this government going is more important than screwing around. Because nobody was thrown in the can, and nobody's kept in the can. They're all released. So what are they squealing about?
Yeah.
And, but don't worry about this little technical legal question.
Right.
If somebody were in jail, that's different. But nobody's in jail.
Right. Mel Laird says this may have been the best one you've done yet. Certainly one of the best. He was surprised there was so little emphasis on Vietnam and so much on the May Day demonstrations.
But he liked it.
Yeah, very much. Jim Haggerty said he particularly was particularly impressed with the questions on the police the answers on the police disorders. His next point was the answer to the question on China, and he was amazed it was number 18. And his third thing he was impressed with was Vietnam in terms of the logic and in terms of the quick answer to Sarah McClendon, which he liked.
You know, but it wasn't the goods, but
yeah, but the people.
The men.
The people I care about. That gave you a great chance to twist that.
Don't you think that was pretty good?
I sure do.
You know, so look,
because you could have gotten into a big, long
I want to get the men home. I don't want
stupid stuff about shipping telephone poles home, and who the hell cares? Haggerty says, I was impressed personally with the crispness of the answers and ability to handle things on a comprehensive basis, again, ranging from the ILO to law and order. McCloskey's answer was both brilliant and unusual.
Oh.
The political.
Well, of course, I had planned that long ago, and I said, presidential press conference is not a proper forum to comment on political matters, and I wasn't going to comment on it. You like that?
Klein makes the point. He says, I think you'll find the reporters congratulating themselves on the follow-up, and if so, he intends to follow up by pointing out they always had the same opportunity.
Yeah, we don't plan anymore.
It's up to them to do it, yeah. Red Blunt says, I thought the reporters performed poorly. They are usually bad, but this time they were worse.
Good old Red.
Rog Morton says, I wish the press would cover a broader spectrum. The president does so well, it's a damn shame the American public can't hear what he has to say about revenue sharing and some of the other issues.
Bob, have you ever noticed a question that was said earlier on
Never.
Revenue sharing?
Never.
On the environment? On reorganization, we haven't had one. Which indicates to me that, well.
Yeah. Looking at some of these from public officials around the country, the county commissioner in Mecklenburg County in North Carolina says he agreed with your statement on marijuana was his first point. Got into the China thing. He's not very keen on that, but he isn't very informed, so he'll support the president. He agrees with the president on the discussion of the May Day issues, and he agreed on civil rights. He said it's a very big issue in his area, and he doesn't blame the president, but people there are unhappy because of the Justice Department.
I thought taking on Hesburgh on
darn right.
Questioning.
And that's why he said he was pleased,
you know,
I'm sure, on the
our
civil
sincerity.
Rights.
I don't question their sincerity. They shouldn't question ours. Don't you agree?
There's County Supervisor St. Louis. Thought the president was magnificent. More warmth, more color, and better delivery than any of his other press conferences. Commanders.
Who is it? Which was nice.
St. Louis. Lawrence Roos.
Oh, Larry Roos. He's liberal.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Good man. Good
I didn't
man.
Know you knew him.
Ran for governor.
He thought the command of the subject was practically flawless. He prefers the president using the podium as he did tonight.
You know, that podium is a hell of a help.
I'll bet it is.
Well, I can lean on it.
Yeah.
I can wipe my face when I want.
Yeah.
Notices.
He says he felt the president avoided the tendency he sometimes has to smile and freeze. He felt he was much more relaxed and his smile came across much more naturally than it does sometimes. And
wasn't
then,
much chance to smile tonight.
No. Mayor Dyke of Madison, Wisconsin, says
he's a television fellow.
President made a good appearance, seemed at all times in command. Length of replies was good. However, he suggests that he preface some of the responses with the idea that he'd like to give some background to his response. He thought the responses to the May Day questions were particularly good.
Mm.
He thought the press's question regarding Vietnam indicated they didn't give a damn about Vietnam or his answers. Suggested some future response indicate we don't want another Vietnam in the Middle East. He suggested that the president looking directly into the camera and talking over the reporters to the television audience did not come across well. Yeah. He doesn't
like that.
Doesn't like that.
Yeah. Most people do.
Sure. And Bill Connors, county executive in Delaware, says he was impressed with the point on the morality of our involvement in Vietnam. POW question was good. Encouraged by the discussion of efforts to normalize relations with China.
On the POW, pointing out the fact that Johnson stopped the bombing. He just discussed that we're not going to do it again.
Yeah. Yep. And we've got the Wires don't have any clear-cut lead out of it. They're leading a whole series of leads.
Yeah.
UPI first lead is President Nixon declared Tuesday night he would go anywhere in the world if he thought it would lead to an agreement on nuclear arms limitations or a mutual troop reduction in Europe.
That's a good lead.
And he said that Laird and Rogers have been consulting about the Soviet offer to negotiate on mutual reductions. So they got that.
That was good for Laird and Rogers to point out that they were in the act.
Yep. Yep. Sure is. Then second lead was President Nixon said Tuesday night he could not agree with the report of the Civil Rights Commission, which accused his administration of retreating from earlier strong effects. And said that he felt it necessary to respectfully disagree with the unfair charge and other finding commission declaration the nation is not yet morally committed. I do not think they should question. Got that quote. Then their third lead is President Nixon Tuesday night ruled out any agreement with North Vietnam for release of U.S. prisoners without assurances that action and not just discussions would follow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. President hinted at a major change in the long-standing U.S. opposition to Communist China's admission to the United Nations. He also announced the U.S. would move forward with, toward negotiating the Soviet Union. That's the stuff they're leading with. There wasn't one clear-cut single lead. There's a number of... AP moved an urgent, saying the president said a significant change has taken place among UN members on proposals in Madrid, China, and he said the U.S. in about 6 weeks will announce a position. It will take...
That gave Henry exactly 6 weeks. We don't want to announce a change.
Right.
Got that. The business about whether you look at the camera is interesting. Pat and the girls both thought that I should do it more.
I'm inclined to think they're right.
You know, they said that's what the people like.
I want to look at it again because I try to make notes as I go so I don't get a feel of it. I'm going to run it again and get a see what it looks like.
You're looking at the dot and the guide and you're getting an angle shot. You're looking at the camera. You're looking right into the eyes of the people in front of you. Credibility, though. I think that's a good answer. We've got but that's an easy question for us because we're going to end the war.
Yeah. When you're talking, giving an answer like that, it seems to me you really should look right into the camera. Because you're talking to the people and not to the reporter. If you're doing some silly thing like Sarah McClendon's telephone poll, you'd be going to toss it away to her. Or like the political answer. Because there you're really talking to the press, in a sense.
Dyke may be thinking of the press more than he's thinking of the people.
Yeah.
But you can take a look at that. I can use that device more, which gives me a better shot at it. I look better with the camera.
Yes, generally. I do. I think it does. There, what Dyke may be getting to, too, though, is you miss, if you do that, you miss a little bit of the flavor of being present at an event. Becomes more like a presidential speech or something where you're just talking to the folks, where this way you're bouncing the ball back and forth in the court there.
That's good citizen. It's quite right or not. You want to check with the TV guy.
Yeah, Carruthers.
Watched it. I sure think, though, that
yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
I can move around.
Definitely. I think you ought to always have it there. The next thing we ought to look at, and you ought to think about a little bit, is whether that podium is exactly the way you want it. Because, you know, whether it ought to be a little higher, a little wider, or anything. You know, any... You might as well get it just precisely right.
Why don't you all look that over?
It's really what's the most comfortable for you.
Well, also what looks best for folks.
Yep. Well, I've wondered, for instance, if it's black all the way around there, whether that really looks the best, or whether it would look better if it was a wood finish, or blue, or something else. I don't know.
Well, no, I get back to the fact that I'm glad they asked all those questions.
You know,
the folks are on our side.
You've got a chance to... Well, we know our problem in that damn poll.
That's right.
Getting the law and order position and the dope position over. Boy, you got a chance to swing it both up.
We hit the dope position. Good.
Darn good. Yep.
Back to the forefront.
Yep. The four-point program.
Fisheries. Information.
The addicts.
The addicts. Of course,
Supply. Yeah, supply. Supply, addicts, pushers.
Punish the pushers.
And information. Message information.
No, I think coming out strongly on being against the marijuana thing has only been done, has not been done on
the television. You just did that at San Clemente.
That's right. This I did at national television.
Awfully good.
Get a chance.
Right, in moral or social grounds, but it's like the legal act.
Isn't something, though, old Roger's right. They don't ask anything about revenue sharing, parks, environment. They've got nothing about those things.
I know. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Anybody else interested?
No, that's... It's probably all good.
That's all.
But it's
the real question is how often we should do this. It's a hell of a workout, but I'm inclined to think that once every 3 weeks.
I think your 3 week thing is a good pattern.
And so you don't do it too much.
Not generally, no. Maybe at a point where it becomes too much. And it kind of depends on other things, too.
Yeah,
I'm
sure it does. Well, okay.
Anything else? No, sir. That's about it.